Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We head to the Motor City now and welcome Russell Brown, who's an NFL draft analyst for Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros, and also has the Detroit Lions podcast. And Russell, first time the draft lands in Detroit, what did it feel like to you when you were down there on Thursday?
For me, it's the draft's what I live for. You know, it's all I've ever thought about, and it was great being down there today and just to experience it. I mean, it's truly something that's just remarkable as just a draft guy myself, but for the fan base in the city of Detroit and just Lions fans that were down there. I mean, according to Roger Goodell, 275,000 people on attendance, breaking and just shattering any record that was previously held by other cities like Nashville and Vegas. And, you know, it was amazing at how many people there were. And we were at the corner of Woodward and Congress in Metro Detroit, just, you know, broadcasting live with our radio station and just looking at the mountains of people and the different colors of the jerseys. You know, you'd see a Broncos jersey and a sea of Honolulu blue and then some Jets fans. And it was just awesome. And just getting to interact with all these different fan bases and getting their opinions on these players, it was so much fun.
Are you in any way surprised that Detroit set a record for attendance?
No, I mean, this is what we do. This is a football city, and people love the Lions, and they live for this football scene here in this city, and it was awesome.
How significant is it to get an event like this from the NFL in Detroit?
It's just so important for the fact that, you know, Detroit gets such a bad rap, you know, nationally from people like, oh, I would never go there, you know, it's dangerous, this and that. And in all major cities, they have, you know, dangerous parts in it. But it was just a great event where, you know, you got great food, great bars and restaurants, and just great people. And the atmosphere was awesome. A little cold, no doubt about it. But it looks like the weather's going to start warming up over the next couple of days, and it should be a great 3-day weekend for anybody that's there. And hopefully that means, you know, as future events come along, people will look at it and be like, hey, I'm going to go check out the city of Detroit because there's just so much to do down there, whether it be the casinos, the restaurants, like I mentioned. Just they set it up beautifully.
Detroit definitely dazzled. But let me ask you this, Russell. How much does it matter that it came after not just a winning season, but the first playoff win for Detroit in Lions fans know how long?
Yeah, 32 years, and who's counting, you know? But it was great. I was there for that game, and just being there, sharing that with my son, that was awesome. And those fans, it was amazing. It's like you're living on a cloud, you know? It's something that's just remarkable, and obviously they were one half away from the Super Bowl. And what a run this organization's been on. They had a great pick tonight with Tyrion Arnold, and they got aggressive, and that place erupted when they were on the clock.
Yeah, it was really neat scene. Russell Brown is with us from Detroit in the wake of round one. Still a weekend to go in this 2024 NFL draft, and he's an analyst for Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros and with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network. So, Russ, there were lots of predictions and mock drafts about how this would play out, but I don't know how many people thought six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. What's your reaction to those first 12?
a record-setting night. And just looking at those six quarterbacks, I really can't believe all six went in the first round. And we started joking, is there going to be a seventh quarterback? Are we going to see Spencer Rattler? Obviously, we didn't see that. But it just goes to show that the teams in this league, they had a quarterback need, and they value these players at that position more than any other position. And it's an offensive-heavy league, and we knew this was an offensive-heavy draft, but just a bunch of sparks and a bunch of fireworks in those first 14, 15 picks and really just in this first round. But the landscape of the NFL is changing with six new faces at the quarterback position going to different teams. So it's going to be so intriguing. I think the one I'm most excited about is probably Jaden Daniels to Washington, just simply because of that division and how explosive he is and the weapon that he is as a runner, but then just the deep touch and anticipation that he has as a quarterback. It's by far, I think, some of the best we've seen in this class. So a winnable NFC East that we see every year, is so much uncertainty with the Cowboys and Giants. I think Washington's a very intriguing team.
How surprised were you at the Falcons choosing Michael Penix at number 8 once they had already paid Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, that one was just shocking. And when they went to the war room there, it was like, it didn't seem like many people there were on board, and it really felt like their general manager had to explain himself to why he took Michael Penix. And even Kirk Cousins, there's that text or that picture of the text message of Kirk being somewhat surprised what was going on, and that he didn't really get a heads up that they were going to be drafting a quarterback and adding competition to that room. So I think it's very surprising. I thought this was a team that might capitalize on getting a pass catcher or going, you know, Rome Odunze staring them in the face. The thought of maybe adding a defensive player would have been there, but they add Michael Penix, and I guess they've kind of got a plan in case Kirk Cousins doesn't work out. He doesn't bounce back from a torn Achilles, but just really shocking stuff with the Falcons in round one tonight.
Were you expecting more trade movement, Russell?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously it picked up in the back end more so because the Bills kept trading back, but it was one of those where we always expect all of these trades. I feel like this was the case last year, and then we didn't see very many trades last year. I believe it was only 3 draft day trades, and then the same in 2022. Really, the only team that was moving in the top 20 was the Minnesota Vikings. So I wasn't overly surprised, because I think teams, once they get settled into the war room and they start figuring out where players are going and they can reassess their board, I think they start realizing, okay, we're comfortable with taking player X or player Y here in this spot.
Russell Brown is with us from Detroit. When you think about what the Bears did, how do you like the combo of Caleb and Rome, 1 and 9?
It's a phenomenal combo. I mean, I'm, you know, a Lions fan at heart. I always try to put my fandom to the side, and I just look at it from a football perspective, and there's just so much to be excited about. If you're a Bears fan, you get the best quarterback in the draft, depending on who you talk to. I think Caleb was the best quarterback in this draft. He's so dynamic, and he's a guy that, you know, many people would label as generational. I wouldn't necessarily go there, because he's still got to win football games and those types of things, but they get him a pass catcher that's different from anybody they have on the roster. There's much to be liked with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, but Rome Odunze at 6'3", 212, he moves so well. He can be that prototypical X receiver in that offense. They can move him around too, but just what he does, he's a workhorse, and he could very well be one of the 2 or 3 best players to come from this draft. So I think it was a great first round for the Bears. And really, when you look at the NFC North, the dynamic has changed. JJ
yes.
McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Dallas Turner. So much has changed. It's going to be a very competitive division, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds this fall.
Just out of curiosity, if it's not Caleb Williams and they still have Justin Fields, but they put all these pieces around him, might the narrative be different with the Bears and their offense?
It could be. I think a lot of that would just be determined on how many more games is Justin Fields going to win for them over Caleb Williams. And, I mean, we all knew what Justin Fields was. I mean, he only won 10 games in Chicago. It was time for a change of scenery, obviously. And I think it was one of those where I think Bears fans are very happy with the upside that Caleb Williams possessed for their organization. And they kind of knew the writing was on the wall with Justin Fields after, you know, the last couple of years have kind of played out the way that they did for him.
Outside of quarterbacks, okay, because that was a big surprise with so many taken in the top 12. What else surprised you about this first round?
Just the offensive players that went 14 in a row, something I didn't think we would see. Seeing the Las Vegas Raiders take Brock Bowers over an offensive tackle. Talese Fuaga was staring them in the face at right tackle, and they kind of doubled down at the tight end position as they took one last year with Michael Mayer, and they take Brock Bowers. I'm assuming we're going to see some heavy personnel there with multiple tight ends. Those were a little bit surprising to me, but yeah, those offensive players, 14 in a row, that was certainly something. And then I will say, you know, seeing the Lions trade up from 28 to 24 to get Terrion Arnold and to see him there available at 24, not exactly sure what happened with those corners and why we only saw three of them go in the first round, but it was one of those where they just went later than expected. I thought we might see them in the teens, and then we might see a little bit of a run in the back end of the first round at the position. But to see only three go and Quinyon just fall into the lap of the Philadelphia Eagles at 22, that's a great fit too. So I would say that.
Who's a player that maybe you thought would go in the first round that is still out there and still available?
I thought Cooper DeJean was going to go in the first round just simply because of how well he tested at his pro day. And then you just look at what he can do for a defense and for a special teams unit. He's got great return ability. He was really the only reason why Iowa football scored any points a season ago. And I know he's coming back from an injury, but I thought with the medicals clearing and then the pro day and how he is just so athletic. I mean, this guy was Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Iowa, a guy that as a basketball player probably could have went and played college hoops. He averaged 25-7-7. I know the Lakers are down 3-0 right now. They might want to give him a call to maybe revitalize their playoff hopes. But Cooper DeJean, I thought, was somebody that we'd see in the first round, and he's available on day two. So very intrigued with him. And then I will say Johnny Newton. I thought he was one of the better defensive players in this draft. I know there was some concerns with his foot, but I thought maybe a team would draft him in the back end of the first round, like the Buffalo Bills, maybe even like the Baltimore Ravens, and he ended up just kind of falling into day two. So we'll see where he lands tomorrow night.
Still, the Chiefs are the team to beat as the Super Bowl champions, two-time defending champs, and would love to go three-peat. I'm not saying that there is a replacement for Tyreek Hill, but they do draft speed. And Xavier Worthy out of Texas. How do you like that addition to Patrick Mahomes' arsenal?
I can't believe the Buffalo Bills traded out of that spot to give Xavier Worthy to the Kansas City Chiefs. First, they gave him Patrick Mahomes years ago, and now they give him Xavier Worthy. And I joked about this earlier. Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, and Xavier Worthy haven't even caught a pass from Patrick Mahomes, and they're already better than Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. So I love what Worthy possesses, a 4-2-1 guy. I mean, he plays bigger than he's listed at 5'11", 165, a really good route runner. He's going to be dangerous in the red zone, and then obviously vertically down the field with Pat Mahomes. So much is going to happen with this offense, and it's hard to imagine them not repeating getting back to the Super Bowl.
Russell, before I let you go, what did it mean to you to be able to cover the draft, this event that you love, something that you pour a lot of time and effort into in Detroit, where you're from?
It was a dream come true. I mean, it was a surreal moment for me. It's something that I have been working and practicing for probably the last 20 years, writing out mock drafts and making up fake player names and teams and all of this stuff. Like, I was Mel Kiper on TV in my living room as a kid, and I got to do it live on the radio tonight joining you. It's just great. It's a dream come true. And I mean, doing radio every couple of days and spots all over the country, it's awesome. But to cover it for 5-6 hours tonight and breaking it down, it was awesome.
I'm so glad to hear that. Congratulations on this dream come true. A lot of dreams coming true on this first night of the NFL Draft, and more to come. You can find Russell Brown on Twitter at @RussNFLDraft, an analyst with Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros, the Lions Wire, Lions Podcast. A lot more to come this weekend. I'm glad it was a night that exceeded your expectations, Russ. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.